Blog Talk Radio.
Don't let nobody know. Let's get
Face that only muscle me, baby, that has no good evening, depending on where you're at, good afternoon. However, welcome to another installment of the Honey Dripper 2.0. This is number 17, repeating a theme called Taste. This is Epiphany Radio Universe, a For Real Entertainment Network. The most certain thing that you should do when you come in the house is take your socks off. Oh, baby, baby, welcome. Here tonight, the Honey Dripper Erotic Poetry Series continues to draw the best of the best erotic poets, some you may know and some you will come to know, from all over. And for this installment, we are going to go with Taste. Now, a lot of times people think it's just going to be the drip on these podcasts. No, we're doing it a little bit differently. We're inviting people in. We're featuring them. We're doing things. People whose pens are amazing and incredible. And it is definitely something that's more than you may think about. And in most amount of time, most people think that people are limited, but we encompass the world of erotic here on the Honey Dripper Poetry. And we frame it by theme. You know, not necessarily because you want to hear one particular thing, but it runs the gamut. So today, all right, today we have three incredible wordsmiths, different parts of the country, all right, different styles. It's going to be incredible. Hope you're ready. This is also an open mic for you to come and do erotic, sensual, love. You can do all of those things, but do not kill the vibe. Don't get up here and do poems that you know is going to kill the vibe because you just felt like you're expressing yourself. Don't do that. And unfortunately, if I feel like you're trying to kill the vibe, I will mute your mic and put you into the green room, and you won't hear anything, and then you'll probably have to hang up or something. We are here not for a long time, but for a good time. The time that we're allotted here on the network, we are going to hear from three of some of my favorite poets that I know that I've watched their pens evolve, and it gives you a certain type of taste. So this evening we are going to hear from the great state of Atlanta, today, from the Texas Titan, one of my favorite people in the world, and the person who saved my lungs, literally, through her company, Miss Jack's Body Food, Queen S, and of course our very own Queen Simmons, which we, you know, her poetry name is Zelina. We're going to hear from her. And also from you. If you are here within the sound of my voice, please make sure that you press 1 to raise your hand so that we can see you and we can bring you up. We'll make sure that everything else is nice and even. And, of course, you know, I'm going to ask the prerequisite some questions, and we're going to get to some things. We're going to get to this poetry and make it happen. Hope you're ready. All right? So that being said, I could barely hear the music because I did it a different way. I went to a different setup too this evening. But let me open up the mics of our feature field folks before we go, and then we'll open up the mics for everybody else. So starting out with one of my favorite people, we're going to go to Queen S. Right? Queen S, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I heard somebody else's voice, so I didn't know it. But hi, babies. How are y'all doing?
It's good. It's good. It's great. I'm sorry if it sounds like I sound differently. I do know that this show is going to be hot, so I decided to make myself Honey Jack and Pepsi, Wild Cherry Pepsi, because that's how I give it up. But, you know, I kind of have that feeling this evening, so I'm drinking up. Cheers to you. Now we're going to go from you. We're going to go to Zelina. Zelina, are you there?
I'm here. Good evening, everybody. How are you, Mahavi?
What's happening? Fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. All right. And then I'm going to go over here to Atlanta. I'm going to go grab Today. Today, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Fantastic. Okay, so we're here. All right, so we're here. Here are the ground rules that we're going to use for this evening, which most people know. We're going to keep our mics unmuted. You can mute yourself. If you have noise in the background, please mute yourself. We like to keep it as live as possible. We like for, you know, people to comment on the poetry because it gives you the live feel. And as far as we know, we're keeping people all together where we can see them, and we're going to rock out. So while you ladies or you queens are waiting, what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the rest of these mics so that we know who else is hanging out with us. Are y'all ready?
Absolutely.
All right. First off, I'm going to open up Angel Kim's mic. Angel Kim is here. Angel Kim, say what's up.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Queen.
Hey, Angel Kim.
Hey, baby. Hey, honey bunny.
Hello.
All right. We're going to go to one of my favorite Philly Johns and my best friend, La Pearl La Negra, Danielle.
Hey,
Danielle,
hey.
You there?
Y'all doing? I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
That was good, my beautiful creative. That's what I'm going to call y'all from now.
Welcome, Diva.
Definitely. We're going to go to our favorite station manager, my brother, Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy himself, the Green-Eyed Bandit. The station manager known as Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows.
Hey,
Van,
what's going on, family? I am here. Congratulations to the features. I'm looking forward to hearing you tonight.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. That's what's up. All right. Now we're going to go over here to, of course, he comes to me as a rare epiphany. Rare epiphany. I'm there.
Hey,
what it do? What it is? Hey. Oh, yeah, it's a party. it's a party. All right, so now we're going to go to, all right, so I'm not sure if this is Denaria, but I think it might be Prince Drippy, but I could be wrong. But we're going to ask, area code 504, who master speaking?
None other than the God of War.
Here we go. Oh, snap! Yo!
Boss.
Yo! Spit is raw. Spit raw in the building. Yo.
Yo. Welcome.
Yo. Oh, that's what's up. Yo. Hold on. That's crazy. All right. Wasn't expecting that. That caught me by surprise. All right. Now I think this might be Prince Drippy. Prince Drippy, is this you?
No, it's not.
All right, who asked speaking?
The Lyrical Engine, Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
All right. Automatic Charismatic. Oh. I didn't know you had a 504 number.
Yes,
all right. My bad. All right. Well, thank you, Automatic Charismatic. I'm sorry. I still don't know how to beat these things yet, which sucks for me. But all right. So let's get right into it. As you know, we over here at the Hunter, but we like to participate in all things erotic, poetry, performance, stories, sensual, seductive. It all applies. So I'm going to speak to the features first. And ask them a few questions before we get into it. So my question for the three of you. When did you write your first erotic poem? When did you write your first erotic poem? Right? And then the second part of the question is, when you wrote it, who did you read it to? And what was the desired effect that you wanted it to have? Now, I'm going to open this question up to everybody else, you know, because I like to share and see what the response is going to be, and it makes for good conversation. But I'm going to ask the features first. When did you write your first erotic poem? All right. So let's, Queen, let me start with you, you know. When did you write your first erotic poem? Queen S, can you hear me?
Okay, bear with
me.
Yes, you're low, so I. Okay.
I'm low. Okay, I'll fix it. Okay, go ahead.
I wrote my first erotic poem, Ashley, in 1999, and I never did recite it to anybody or the person that it was intended for, but I actually have done that piece one time since I've been on the Clubhouse app, and so that was my first time ever speaking it out loud, but I actually wrote it back in 1999.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right, that's what's up. All right, so since it never did reach the ears of the person that you were intending them for to hear it, would you read them that poem today?
No. No, sir.
Is that a no or a hell no?
That probably is a hell to the deep black hole no, yes.
You will not gain the benefit of this phone. You will not gain the benefit of this phone. I'm going to go to Zelina. Zelina, when did you write your first erotic poetry or rap poem? And second part, you know, did you read it to the person or give it to the person that needed to hear that poem or was inspired by that poem?
Yes, I did. I wrote my very first erotic poem within the last year or so. And I was asked by someone, what do I want in order to change the dynamics and go into the erotic poetry arena? And it just opened up this whole other passionate part of myself that writing has become sort of like a manifestation tool, because you can make things happen just by writing them down and reciting them and really feeling them. And I've been feeling that way about erotic poetry lately. Well, my little baby steps into the erotic poetry world.
Very nice, very nice. Today, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay. When did you write your first erotic poem?
Last week.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so...
Okay. And what is...
So, I'm actually not an erotic poetry writer, but I actually got the idea from it out of one of the fourth period poetry rooms. And so it was a Prince theme. So write a piece based off of Prince's song. And I wasn't able to write it that day, but last week I was listening to Prince, and I was playing like all Prince music. And I went back to the first two or three lines that I wrote when we were in that poetry room. And then from that point, I wrote the entire piece in just that one day. And so I've never recited. Well, I'll take that back. After I wrote it, I read it to my cousin because she's my, hey, listen to this and tell me what you think type person, you know, and that's it. So I am the Ricky erotic poetry writer, and it probably falls in that Ricky place.
It's okay. No, it is perfectly okay. All right, so I'm going to open up the floor and ask everybody this question real quick. We're going to run through it quickly as possible, and then we're going to get to the business of poetry, and then I'm going to ask you guys things about yourselves on the second round. So starting with Angel Kim, when did you write your first erotic poem?
I want to say when probably in my early 20s in college, so probably about 21 or so. it was kind of late in the game.
Okay. And what inspired that poem?
I started dating an older guy. And, yeah, he made me feel things that the only thing I could do was write it down. Because I had never experienced them before.
Oh, wow.
Almost like things that, yeah, I was feeling, that I was doing, or he was doing. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Things that he was doing. Got you. Inspiration. I see. The Pearl of Negro, when did you write your first erotic poem?
The early 2000s. It was called Bananas and Berries.
Mm.
Yeah. It was inspired by my son's father because he taught me things about my body and made me come out of my inhibitions.
Wow. Well, well, well. All right. We're going to go from you. We're going to go to Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows.
I wrote my first erotic piece about the early 2000s as well. And my second ex-wife inspired that piece.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That makes sense. Rare. First time you wrote an erotic poem?
Wow. Many moons ago. It was actually first anniversary gift for my ex. I did an entire book of erotic poetry for him for our anniversary.
Our entire book?
Oh. That's what I did for the anniversary gift. I wrote the book, got it bound, did all that good stuff as a personal book for him.
Mm.
That's what's up. All right. I'm going to go from you. I'm going to go to the God of War. Fit Raw. I'm very interested in this answer. When did you write your first erotic poem?
So there was a movie that came out in 1997 called Face Off. A lot of people know me for this poem because I referenced that I can eat a peach for a dollar. I wrote that poem in 2010.
Yeah, that's one of your classic poems too. And wasn't there a time you did the poem and then Novel came in the room?
Yeah, that was a highlight because Novel actually wrote the song "I Could Eat a Peach for an Hour," and I remember the line because Nicolas Cage said the line, and I was like, "Wait, that comes from something." And I went back and I started researching, and I heard the song. I know I heard the song before because it was just like stuck in my head, but I wrote the poem based off of that line and based off of that song, and Novel came in the room, and I had the opportunity to let him hear it, and he was blown away by it.
Yeah, but he dropped mad knowledge in one of the rooms I was in. It was crazy.
Yeah, super dope. Really good friend. There was this Clubhouse has become a really good tool for connecting with people that that you probably wouldn't be able to connect with on a regular basis. So I'm thankful for that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That same thing happened with me and Malcolm Jamal Warner. I'm like, that was like the wildest thing. I have to thank Ingrid B for that, you know, to be able to go and get in the spit. And the funny thing is, like, be connected to him on, like, mad social media platform, you know, because he just digs your poetry and digs what you're trying to do. So that's dope shit. So I definitely know what that feeling is like. Autumn, mm-hmm. Brody, are you there?
Hello. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, Autumn. You hear me? When's the first time you wrote an erotic poem?
Back in 2015, I was in a group called Erotic Memoirs,
and I was kind of like stretching my pen. And I was real, I was in some of these sexual groups, and I just seen so much writing of erotic poems, and I wanted to get indulged in that.
So, all right. So here we are. I ask a question, everybody, ladies. Ladies, are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's it.
All right, so we're going to start out. We're going to start this reading off. Queen S, we're going to start with you. Go to today, and then we'll finish with Zelina. And then we'll open it up to everybody else, and we'll do that round. Are you ladies ready?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I had to take a sip of wine.
All right, Queen S.
Okay. This is called Shipmate.
This music.
My thoughts of a romantic relation sailed a long time ago. It leaped from the bowels of harbor in resentment number 3 with no jack supporting at the keel, lacking to see the tip of the iceberg which pierced my heart. By shipping my cargo to faraway places I never dreamed about, but then I heard your voice. And there's a sorrow echoing your pain. Your voice was like a lighthouse beacon shining its light on the shadows which hid in the corner of a complacent heart. And slowly, allowing unfurling sails, catching the wind beneath my wings, sailing the seas, building my confidence, reassuring me that I, too, can dream again. And I found my dreams were of you and what you would and could and should do for and to me. Knowing at that moment my heart could go on, you were like blue magic sparkling deep in the oceans of my warm and moist and awaiting womb. My lips quivered from the aching desire you inspired in my oceans that are no longer blue. And I know others will be green with envy when they see me with a smile on my face longer than the Isle of Enchantment you gave me. My thighs held back and lied when they embraced the girth of your worth as your cup runneth over, spilling goods on the floors of my deck. And you are hard and stern as you take the helm, anchoring my buckhead to your cockpit. And we are like port and starboard as we switch positions, gaining momentum as your bow thrust us steady, our pace. Full lips perched for the taste as I sat on your face, bridging and soaking the fire in the engine room of your tongue, darting in and around till the bulbous bow of my flora is wrapped up like a Thanksgiving feast for once. But you and I are still not done, as we both came to the conclusion of our holistic infusion, and I drain you of your ballast tank. And as my hull becomes empty, pouring our love into the sea, as emotions ride like tidal waves over you and me. And as we slow our pace, my clit holds steadfast as you gain control of the man. Because of you, darling, my ship has finally sailed at last. That's it, baby.
Yeah.
Right.
Woo.
Right now.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Oh.
Do we have any flowers for
pure
for
fire?
Absolute fire. Was sexy.
I love the flowers.
Full of images.
Make you want to
mental
make you
images
hop on a ship.
I'm ex-Navy, and so I've been on the ship. So I thought that would be kind of nice to put the different parts of the ship in, because if you think about some of the words and know the pieces, different parts of the ship, they are kind of sexy as far as the names are. So I was like, let me see if I can spin it that way. So I really appreciate the feedback.
That was dope.
Yo, that's brilliant. I like it. I like it a lot. Today, are you ready?
Yeah. I'm ready.
All right. All right. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I heard the beautiful ones always smash the picture, disorient the line, shake, shatter the time. But that's the chance I'm willing to take, just to feel a hint of your lips paint dreamscapes across my spine. Circle back and proofread my skin for any errors, so your tongue could edit and then revive. Not once, not twice, but three more times. If I was your girlfriend, I would part my knees, plant my feet, and position you correctly between my thighs. Oil your scalp, fully equipped with the tip, until your nature begins to thrive. Then rise, standing at attention. I mean, give me your attention with intention, as if I'm the most beautiful girl in the world. Humming in shades of computer blue, with legs wrapped about, faced and saddle strapped, I can only imagine how skillfully you induce my instrument to cream, while my guitar gently weeps. Baby, nothing compared to you and me. I simply adore you. Kiss me. Take me on an all-night trip to Erotic City. Cross over Alphabet Street, bypass controversy, call my name. Fuck me like there are thieves in the temple. My whole aura is a temple. I can make your house quake. Right before you get off, it's my mission to make your body shake, inebriate you off this purple rain, while your mouth feeds and your heart claims, I would die for you. It's okay if you fall in love tonight. All I'm trying to say is, I want to be your lover. The end.
What was that line about cream?
Oh, my God.
She did all of them. She did everything.
Oh, my God.
Fire.
That was fire.
That's it. Do me, baby. Come on, baby. Come on.
Wow.
Today. You did that. Today.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Let me go on and grab my cold press.
I drank my Stella Rosa so fast.
I need to know where the hell today is, because I'm in Atlanta. I need to come find you. I'm going to talk to you. That's all. Maybe. I'm just saying.
We just run around doing sexy shit using Prince, like people have not. I'm pretty sure if I took a poll, everybody has at least boned one time to a Prince song. Has anyone not boned to a Prince song? Please let us know if you have not boned to a Prince song. Anybody? Bone one. Twice. All right, that's one thing. Everybody just boned. No one said bone. Bring back the term. Bring back the term, right? You have had sex to a Prince song. Everybody has had sex. I had a mixtape. I had a CD. I had a double CD. I had a CD changer that had five CDs that had Prince in it. Never mind. Anyway, that shit was fire.
That was fucked.
And I like it. Round of applause. It's good.
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna go to the winner before we hop into this other portion, and I'm sure it is going to be amazing and incredible. Zawina, please close out the feature round so we get to the open of the open. Are you ready?
Okay, okay. I'm ready. All right.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. You're in the room like, well, like an elephant. Undeniable, heavy, your presence and essence is making me heady. I trace your full form with the warmth of my wanting alone. And look at me, I'm a mess already, soaked to the very end. I am drenched in the thinness of the skin between where this could end and the original sin. But you're in the room like a vacuum. You reduce my lungs to a shallow breath. My heart won't rest beneath my breath. I'm a mess in this vessel, held in place by an invisible lead, a need to breathe deep in the shallow of your throat while I ride you like a rhythm, milk your body, drain your soul. He's in the room, and I know, even with my eyes closed, he tastes like nostalgia and cognac. He smells like outside and everlasting. He looks like chocolate and chances. He feels like barefoot dances. He sounds like a bomb's fragile wick. His tongue is thick and so is his waist. He got a bouche screaming basso and a nose that knows. He got broad, strong shoulders and undeniable soul. Strong traps line his back with a little bit of fat. He's got scars and cracks where from when he held the world on his back. He's got a salt and pepper chin strap that incites in your windows about anointing him in my flow from his beard to his temple. He's in the room, and I can tell, even in the dark, I know him well. It's his smell, as potent as cloche, as a cloche of magnolias, his touch tender and effortless. He's in the room, and his hands are on my dripping sex. He plays me like piano keys, you remarkable marionette. I am blessed to surrender to your caress, engorged on my gorgeousness, unfettered to unrest, and yet here I am making a mess again while the river of my Milky Way drifts into your readied hand, and you place your fingers in my mouth so I can understand the sweetness of my just desserts. His wish is my command. You're in the room like walls that won't speak, full view to the best in me spread open and spent across your bed while I convulse in your afterglow, but damn, I've made a mess again, and that's that piece.
Wait a minute.
Shit, I forgot to unmute myself. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You
said nostalgia.
Wait, you call him a remarkable marionette?
God damn.
I love you. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
That was huge.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
That was beautiful, baby.
The ceiling of jaws has commenced. The floor is getting wet. Drawers are going missing. It's a wonderful time. It's a party. Let's add to the party. The Pearl of Negra, what are you bringing to the party?
What did I bring to the party? Oh, my. Oh, yeah, you ready for me already? All right.
Oh, yeah.
This is called the Red Room. That's where I'm going to take y'all, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hold on. Let me adjust my phone so I can... All right. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. She knew what she was getting into, agreeing to enter his pleasure palace.
She was well aware of the different rooms and what effect each one would have on her. Room one was the green room, also known as level one, and that's the introductory room. She's been there several times. That one teaches you about your body, allowing her to explore her. Room two is the blue room. This is where she shows him all that she's learned and how she wants to touch and be pleased. She loves that room. She's never left it dissatisfied. Now, number three is the red room. That's his room. She'd always been curious about it, but had an underlying fear about even mentioning to him and interest in entering it because she remembers how he reacted at the time they were in the blue room, and she asked him about it, how quickly he turned into taking control of her body. But it had gotten so intense, it was like he was a different person. He didn't frighten her, but she wasn't ready for that level of intensity, so she vowed she'd never ask again until tonight. She doesn't know what came over her. She always stayed pretty much in control of her curious, wondering thoughts, but this night was different. In fact, the whole day was. His energy was even stronger than ever, and she knew that she never had to hold back with him. That it was always her choice, until it wasn't. This night, she needed him to take complete control. She wanted the red room at any cost. So just as they were finishing dinner, she dropped her fork down and stared at him. And he slowly looked up as her breath was slightly labored, and she said one word, chocolate. He instantly got rock hard. Well, that was the safe word he'd given her had things gotten to be too much for her in the red room. His pleasure chamber. He looked her in the eyes and said, "Are you sure?" She nodded, and he could barely contain himself. He grabbed her and kissed her passionately, ripping her shirt slightly to pull the breast out, filling his mouth, sucking and biting her nipple, sliding a hand under her skirt and fingering her wet pussy. She grabbed his head, saying, "Baby." He stopped and sucked her off his fingers, and they left the dining room, headed towards his pleasure chamber. He wanted to rip her clothes off and fuck her right there in the hallway. Fumbling the keys from excitement, he quickly unlocked the door and they entered. He flipped the switch while closing the door behind them, and the light revealed a room filled with more erotic tools and sex toys you could have ever imagined, some she'd never even seen before. And all of them were different shades of red. In the back of the room was a bathroom. He said, "Go wash. When you're done, climb up and pull your hair up in a bun." Points him to the bed with a tiny velvet box sitting on it in the middle, repeating himself, "After. Understood?" She nodded and did as he said. She finished bathing, climbing up, sat in the middle of the bed and opened the little black box that contained a beautiful red satin ribbon. She held it gently between her lips and pulled her hair up, twirling it around into a bun and tying it with the ribbon. As he watched her obedience, he said, "Oh, good girl." All the while thinking of how he was going to finally show her his world of true pleasure. Flipping another switch, the whole room turned red. He walked over to the bed and climbed up behind her, saying, "Get on your knees." He leaned in for what she thought was going to be a kiss on her neck, but he sniffed and he bit her as her body trembled with pleasure. He whispered in her ear, sit still. She could barely contain herself, but she wanted to please him, so she calmed down just a little. He asked her, you trust me? She answered, yes. So put your hands together. She did, and he strapped her wrists in leather restraints attached to a collar. Then he then fastened around her neck, holding her hips firmly, helping her to rise. He said, stand up and stand still. With a quick slide between her thighs, he opened her lips with his tongue, making quick circles around her clit, kissing, sucking, and slurping as her moans of pleasure filled the room. She disobeyed him by trying to grab his head, and just as she was peeking to climax, he stopped and said, I told you to stand still. She apologized, pleading with him to continue. He growled and moaned as he continued until her juices filled his mouth and ran all down his chin. He continued. I said, peace.
You goddamn filthy miscreant. Don't be telling me stories like that.
Wow. I just so happen to love the color red.
Oh, Lord.
red is the power color. That is the power color.
We need a big Down. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I ain't trying to make myself feel some kind of way right now. Trying to make, you know, just trying to make people feel some kind of way. What the hell? Listen.
I mean, I knew it was going to get hot, but I didn't know it was going to get this hot.
Listen.
Okay, look.
There's people in here. Just sitting here. People, smell, you know, tasting like nostalgia prints in here.
Right. Remarkable marionettes and salt and pepper chin straps.
Yeah, just doing all this sexy. I feel my drawers slowly sliding off. I feel them, but somebody might take them, make them a flag for a goddamn convent. I know that that might happen.
Can I ask y'all a question? Can I ask y'all a question? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever been to a pleasure chamber?
Yes.
Why you ask?
No, but I want to go. No.
You know, you shouldn't ask questions that you don't want the answer to.
Okay.
Oh, I want the answer.
I don't want the answer. That's not a good question. You know, right now, what I think I'm going to do, what I'm going to do, because we got to do this, we're going to do a station identifier, and then we're going to get back to it, because we're going to come back with Van Meadows, Rare, the God of War, and then Otto, and then Angel Kim, and then we will start back up again. But in the meantime, in between time, this is Epiphany Radio Universe. This is the Honey Tripper 2.0, installment number 17, Taste, featuring Queen S today and Zuina, and joined by the Drip and other friends here on the Epiphany Radio Universe for Real Entertainment Network.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
Radio.
They know who we be.
Welcome back to Epiphany Radio Universe. This is the Honey Drip 2.0, number 17, featuring Queen S, Zawina, and Today. And I am your host, Mojave, a.k.a. Hob Rux, especially known as King Drip. However, today we are losing our underwear at the amazing poetry that is happening, that is making us feel some kind of way. I know it's not my drink because I haven't drank too much of it yet. But more importantly, we are going to continue into the open mic portion, and we're going to start back up with, of course, the Green Eye Bandit, Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy himself, Mr. I Make Pies and I Eat Them. Van Meadows, our station manager. Van Meadows, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am here.
Well, sir, what did you bring to the party?
Trouble, y'all.
I mean, I brought a piece called Tequila Shots to the party.
You know, well, go ahead. You know, come on in. Like you do it.
Let me lick tequila shots from your navel. Intoxicate me with the lust of how you taste as I unravel and unpack an energy so erotically stimulating that begs for primal penetrating. Damn, you taste so good. Is that tequila talking or just my mood? I see your eyes roll back in your head as soon as my tongue touches you ever so gently and that slurping sound mixed with air escaping your lung. Controlled vibrations as my breath touches your skin, trying to decide if I want another shot, but this time I want to sin. Tell you to pour it down your chest as it drips from your breast into my mouth. Some slip past my bed and ends up down south. I proceed to use my mouth and lips, guided with fingertips, to gravitate to an area that begs for sensual attention. See, this tequila whispers your name upon my taste buds, and did I mention? I yearn for the warmth of your inner walls as I aim to deep stroke your mind and watch you drip down my balls. Cause with each shot of this tequila, I envision me having my way with you and your red lips showing me just how naughty you are, and my rear view of your ass slowly moving back and forth, matching my intensity as I pull your hair, positioning you deeper on this girth. One more shot of this tequila and I'm going to lose it. Turn into an animal just to prove it, that I need one more shot from your lips as I kiss the elements of you with this alcohol in my trip to your inebriated paradise. It's something I'll remember not once but twice. So, sweetheart, how about having a shot with me and let me see just how good you taste. Yes, with tequila, just how good you truly taste. And that's that piece.
God.
My go-go brother.
She said, check, please.
Well,
y'all just gonna take the gloves off. Y'all just ain't playing with no motherfuckers tonight. All
right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's a crescendo. It's going on. Like y'all are some brilliantly filthy ass motherfuckers. I swear. Beautiful. But man, you nasty.
Tequila dripping and everywhere and the mix.
Yeah.
Lord help me. But, oh my god.
I'm just
what
natural.
Makes you
ain't
nasty?
That right, Rare? Ain't that right, Rare? I'm just natural.
Yeah, you naturally filthy.
Well,
I love it.
Since you brought Rare up, you know, Rare Epiphany, what did you bring to the party?
Get him, Peter.
So, see, I was going to behave. I really was going to behave. But now I'm not.
Who told you to do that?
Y'all.
Come on.
Y'all started this. Okay. Okay, fine. I brought something new to the party. So we're going to go with something new. I have a home for your kiss. at the base of neck where it connects with collarbone, reverberates with moan when you linger long with breath and lick, elicits safety protocol where you can fall into my softness without prejudice or trepidation. Bosom receives you without hesitation. Let me take in your burden. Shapeshift and reverse them into blessings while I sing peace like river into your tympanic membrane till it quivers and quickens you thicken against me. But I am in no hurry. I do not worry, for good things come to those who wait. And I have great patience for pearls of great price that will dot my throat and lips and tongue tonight. My fingers fight for the delight of dancing in your hair, rubbing away cares and doubts, pushing out any thoughts that would block or reroute these pleasures. Both desired and deserved, I pour without measure our shaves and our mends into the bend of your neck, into the folds of your flesh. Open mouth kiss and suck my respects upon erect nipples. Allow open hands to translate the ripples of want and need. Read them out loud, shrouded in the dark and lovely of your name. My tongue framing you beautiful, framing you sexy, framing you enough, framing you overflow. You've been told lies all your life, and I just want a chance to wipe the slate clean, then write upon it things that bring out your truth. Peel back the layers of you, tap into who you really are, make love to your scars, run a train on your pain, backshot every negative thought in your brain, go superhead on the he said, she said, they said bullshit. You internalize and bred little insecurities, shoot them into my greedy mouth and allow me to lick you clean, then as you are burying all that is hard inside me, let me wet you up with the forget-me-nots of God damn, nigga, you the shit. I mean, how much better than you can a motherfucker get? You are impeccable with your gift, invaluable with the fruit of your lips and pen and labor and grins and laughter, and long after this night is over, even longer when I am no more than a four-leaf clover in the garden of your memory, remember these moments of energy exchanged and amplified, and that I will always be the home for your kids.
Oh, my God. Somebody call 911.
Please hold
my God. Lord, have mercy.
Ooh,
Lord. Good
Lord. Oh, my God. Rare.
God.
My teachers,
I'm glad you're here.
Cool. I'm just saying, like, I don't know how I make the face to face that, like, my face just, you know, right, twisted up and my butt cheeks crunched at the same time. It was some type of something that was going on.
Oh, my God.
Face, butt clench, you know, blood rushing to different parts of my nether regions. Yeah. I, you know, there's a bunch of poetry that's been happening tonight just make you want to get butt-ass naked and touch somebody. But if you buy yourself, you touch yourself. Cold press. Anyway.
God
damn.
She did say she was getting cold press.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yes.
Help
my
yourself.
God.
Help yourself out. Give yourself a hand.
Yeah, y'all are so inspiring. Oh, my God.
But as we like to say, it ain't gonna get no better. It ain't gonna get no better because, goddamn it, the thing I always wanted to happened, and he showed up, and so it's about to be some shit. Y'all welcome Spit Raw, the God of War. Spit, are you there?
Uh oh.
Yeah, would you bring this party, Spit?
I don't know how to do anything but be the life of the party and bring nothing but party favor. So,
okay.
Bring them out, bring them out. Shit.
Tonight, when I ask you, what's my name? I want you to act as if you have a speech impediment. I want you to imagine that this dick is a never-ending stroke of genius, a run-on sentence, and spell out D-A-double-D-Y as you gyrate and grind on it like you're having a hard time getting comfortable in a preschool desk and not a man pipe. Shameless how I dangle this dastardly dangerous dick down your throat or you open the swap and spit. A thumb in the butt, a rose to the clit, botanist by day. I'm trying to splice the DNA of the rose in your tulip. What does it taste like? Let me taste it off your tongue as I play I Declare War in your butthole with my thumb. Tell me, do you like being choked? What position suits you best? Do you like toys, whips, and rope? Doesn't matter. My duty is to disrespect your tonsils like fuck GPS. I find a G-spot by myself. What's my name? Right. I can see it in your face, and you ain't got to say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you want to fuck my face until my tongue's numb. And I still act like I want some, then ride a dick until my soul ferociously, silently slips slowly from the tip of my phallus into the darkness. Of course, this is war. No need for the Trojan. I'm going raw. I want you to practice catching backflips off the mattress and stick the stick in your mouth like it's the Olympics and you're trying to stick the landing. I just want you to be addicted to the dick. Fiend for the fiendishly grip the needle and put my nut in your veins and get high off my... As I baptize your blood on my sacred secretion, my mean might give you a tongue lashing. The fact is my tongue is like a rose with the battery of a rabbit. Call me Mr. Energizer when I ask you, what's my motherfucking name? I'm going off the deep end. Your body is a journey that I wish to explore. Every nook and cranny anxiously awaiting me to retrace my footsteps like, damn, I must be lost. But I knew exactly where the treasure is tucked and buried. Tell me, have you ever been fucked and carried? Has anyone ever gently fucked your throat and plucked your cherry? But the stem was tied in knots just from a look. You quiver, and it must be fucking scary, but I assure you, I'm eating that pussy freshly shaved or hairy, because if Janaeco is the pussy fairy, to be a Dick Diablo. I'm here to lick Lucifer like a demon dick with a flaming halo, guaranteed to have you screaming quick from the demon tip. This semen is warm to the touch of your tongue like chocolate with a little whipped cream in it. You creaming quick, I'm seeing it. You seasick from diving off the deep end of the dick, haphazardly choking the fuck ass. Penis to the windpipe get you hype until you Jill Scott the mic. But I want you to always remember and never forget. I could suck sand off a Jolly Rancher. What you think I do to your clitoris now? I got to ask you a question to see if you paid attention. What's my fucking name? I want to skip listening.
Okay.
She said you could suck sand off a Jolly Rancher.
Damn.
I wasn't ready.
That was fire. Damn.
Where you ran those lines on
top. Pure fire, bro. Pure fire.
Sheesh.
Damn.
Sheesh.
Oh,
okay. What the hell was that?
So, tonight's podcast is brought to you by the letter W, which stands for wet, and also by the letter H, which stands for hard, which is also sounds by the letter O for orgasms, which you might be experiencing right now from listening to this goddamn poetry. Yes, can we get a round of applause for the God of War, Spit Raw? You nasty moment.
Wow.
Come in, smack the shit out of people's hands. Don't be Karen.
Like the Tasmanian devil. Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Not even giving a fuck. This is the rate of poetry. Y'all just, right, y'all incorrigible. That's what the fuck y'all doing right now. Is this what we're doing? Is this how we're doing it? Is this how we're giving it up? And with consent. Is this how we're giving it up? This how we're doing it. Just want to know. Anyway, ridiculous. Like, listen, it's just been marching through. It's like just all this shit is just like, and I always be like, every podcast is different, but it's just like, you know, when people are getting on, like, it's just on some shit right now. Like, everything is on some shit. Like, if you're not listening, what are you doing with yourself?
unless you're touching yourself, then that's okay too. But what are you doing? What are you doing with yourself? All right. I'm going to go Angel Kim before Otto. Angel Kim, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Show me your hands. Show me your hands.
Ignore that.
Oh, shit. Okay, Angel Kim, do you have a piece you'd like to share with us? Did you bring something to the party? Are you bringing a poem to the party?
I brought a poem, but now I want to tuck it away because, shit, y'all. I feel like I'm sitting at a kitty table. What the fuck?
Who asked the question about the sex chamber?
Just pour some more on the floor.
Listen. I'm just warning you. And hopefully, if we go to Atlanta, the same thing is in Atlanta. Hopefully, the thing that happened in Philly won't happen in Atlanta.
Atlanta ain't gonna be nothing nice, baby. You and my dick.
Mopping floors and shit.
Oh, that part.
Dicks dropping out the ceiling into people's head. No, okay. Listen. All right.
That needs context.
it needs context. It's weird, but you know I can't really tell the whole context. But a lot of shit happened. Shit happened.
Y'all don't need my permission. Shit, just take it.
All right, so Asia Kim, are you ready?
I'm gonna give you my little subtle piece and go back to my corner. Cause y'all made this slippery.
Everybody who spit tonight needs to take their asses to the corner. Every single one.
Well, y'all go to the corner. I'm going to bed because damn.
Y'all come on with it. I'm ready.
I'm just saying.
Bro, come on in the corner. We're not gonna hurt you
enough. I'm scared.
Damn.
Okay.
Hey, just whoever going up deep, just make sure your titty crawl out the side.
I got naked a long time ago. Did I say that out loud? Oh, my bad. I'm going to give y'all this subtle poem, and I'm going back to my corner. Hey, y'all, it's been a minute, so let me do this.
Give it to us.
Whenever you're not around, my dreams of making love to you happen nightly. Penetrating my mind, walls moisten, tightly pulsating as your heat ignites my fire. Needing to quench my thirst, moisturizing my vocal cords, just call 1-800-SWALLOW while I drink from your fountain of youth, feeding my desires, rejuvenating. Without diminishing my flame, draining your well dry, me tracing lyrics along your shaft, taking you all in, doing magical tricks, making you disappear out of sight while you tickle the back of my pen. If I said I wasn't turned on, baby, I'd be lying. My supple body waiting to be your canvas, creating a masterpiece purely made of erotic energy. Taking our sweet time, aiming for the stars, you place me on the moon, driving my senses insane as I taste and love for you. Ready to go round and round, making our erotic moans sound musically in tune. As I wrap my thick karma thighs around you, our synergy surrounding our bodies, bonding us together, making me moisturely delicious, pairing me for what's to come. As your lips engulf my swollen nipples, as you suck and lick on them, your thrills give me pure chills all through my body. It's the freaking you that brings out the freaking me as we go 10 toes up and 10 toes down, transmitting us into another plane of the universe, giving astronomical feelings as we use our tongues as brushes, licking, sucking, stroking, and kissing every inch of one another. Anticipating the moment you open my Pandora's box to claim your prize of my Punani's precious pearl, my body, your easel, you, the artist, painting each stroke with caution, not going out of my inner regions, reaching the edges of our climax. Fantasy, desire, and passion become evident, pure points are pleasure, and they are silently breaking, loving me to the world sending, till my body starts limping and can't do anything else but take what you've given me. Not one single sound or whimper left to be heard as you hold me softly and tenderly until the morning dawn.
Sexy, baby. Yeah.
But you got one more time to flirt like that on the mic. Don't. You keep playing.
Matter of fact, you got one more time to moan like that on the mic.
Damn.
Come on, before. What the fuck is going on here? Wait a minute. Where did this shit come from? Wait a second. Where did shit come from, Angel Kim? What the fuck?
I actually just wrote
nigga,
it Thursday.
Hold on for a second.
You
wrote it Thursday?
I just wrote it Thursday in the Golden Pen Room.
You ain't sat here. You ain't moaning and slurping and just making it. I was like, is there somebody over there touching you? What the fuck is going on over there?
What the fuck?
I'm like, the way you moaning, I was like, there's got to be somebody over there with their fingers in certain places. What the hell is going on over there? What are you doing?
I mean, fingers may be in certain places, but nobody's here but me.
I'm going to have to listen to the playback.
Come on, babe.
Damn.
If you can hear me within the sound of her voice, if she's sitting on your face, let me know. Just make some sound. Let me know. I know you can't talk with your mouth full, but say something.
If somebody down there, leave them alone. Let them enjoy the feast. Let them do what they do.
Tell us the safe word.
Safe word is comforting.
So occasionally, you know, people be in the back channel being funny as hell right now. So hold on, I gotta read some of the comments from the back channel because y'all are doing it right now. So hold on, let me read a few of these comments. Shoot them into my greedy mouth. What the hell? To the corner, expeditiously. I was not ready for spit. Addicted to the dick? What the hell? I am way too young to be here. I am way too young for this. Y'all are causing people in the back channel to have some issues from the shit that y'all are doing right now. You feel me? Angel Kim came in here filthy as hell. I have no idea what's going on. Y'all are just in here being super filthy, dirty, everything else. Wait a second. Let me see this. Erico 504, who master speaking?
504 or 540? You 504?
No, 504.
Yo, why you asking who at the 504, bro?
Oh, God.
Because I made the mistake before, Prince Drippy.
Hey.
The royal drink.
You made that mistake before.
He came
What's
here
up,
with
everybody? How you doing?
Nobody asked you.
All you gotta do is keep talking. You ain't gotta spit no peas. All you gotta do is keep talking. I'm good.
You want to keep talking?
No, right.
I can keep talking.
Yeah. Keep talking.
It's officially the tallest. You know, we got a God of War. That we got a prince. We got a prince who drips. But we gonna stick you. We gonna stick you in here after that. Anybody have any other flowers for Angel Kim before we move forward to Automatic Charismatic? Anybody else? I'm just saying, sitting here moaning and shit. Fuck.
That's all you could do. It was just straight up hot.
Just jaws. And time is trying, so we got to get on this as quick as possible. So, Otto, you got me? I know you like to do the freestyle, bro, but I need you to keep it under a certain amount of time if you're going to do that. You got a freestyle?
I do. Yeah, I keep it amount of time. All right.
All right, bro. All right. I need you to keep it under time, B. We can't be... You know, because we got people spent, then we got to get to this other round, so I need you to get going. So you ready? The mic is yours.
All right. Enjoy the ride. More power than you can devour. I want to taste you like every hour. I want to remind you the way that we made love in the shower. You are mine, and we are ready to shine. We are ready to drive on this road to the next episode. I want to have your pussy for lunch. I want to go eat you out like if it was Captain Crunch. I want to go ahead and go more deeper than your mind frame, that you go right into the lane. But what can I gain? I want you to enjoy all the ride. I want you to take the stick and never be denied. But we all collide. When we drive outside, come in the truck, I want you to enjoy the ride. This automatic charismatic, the lyrical engine, take it is in, I'm all in, pipe and drive.
Ride, baby.
Thank you.
Get it,
all right,
Captain Crunch. Get it, boy.
All right,
girl, Otto. You got a red card,
baby. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Otto. Thank you, Otto.
Yeah, I told you I was going to keep it
in that line,
though.
Yeah. What he said. Yes, Lord. And he said, come on and ride.
That's what's up. Any other flowers for Automatic Charismatic? The DC Go-Go brother. All right. Oh, I see people coming in here rocking out. Area code 980, who master speaking? Area code 980. Hello? Okay, I'm going to just put you back in the queue. We'll come back.
Is that me?
Oh, hold on.
Me?
Hello? Area code 980?
Yeah, that's me. That's what's up.
Hello?
What's popping, man? It's Mr. Witz.
Oh, Witz, what's good, Brody?
Oh, it's all good. You know I had to come up in here.
Matter of fact, yeah, you need to come up in here. Coin the phrase, move some furniture out here. All right, so I got you. I got Prince Drippy, then I got you. Oh, shit. God damn. What the hell is going on tonight? Like, yo, what were you coming through? All right, hold on. Let me go to Prince Drippy first. Prince Drippy, are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm always ready.
Of course you is. Well, one time for the one time. The mic is yours.
All right. I questioned the wetness of your spaces. Do lips that spit while you're on your knees, so I question. I question the duality of your heavy dooley as your tongue duels with my dick. The pressure of your taste buds as you pressed against it. leaving impressions while impressively rubbing my preterm on the circumference of your lips until my head gets motion sickness from the motion of your ocean's wave caps until you drag them down into your cavern. And my goonies release chunks and your throat screams, "Hey, you guys," as you swallow my one-eye willing. Seaman that abandoned ship, and you use the rest of them to lubricate my shaft. Rocking, reloading as you cocking my cock for another round of my rocks, turning you into a fiend from this dope pick. And I'm delivering, dropping packages at the door of your oral opening. Have you calling me Amazon because of the smile every time I make you come? Every time I mountain splash you. I take a family photo to show how good you are with my kids, how well you take care of them, even the ones left in your hair, but you don't care because you continuously suck the sensitivity from my sensibility while playing with the orgasmic fairyman. Baby, I've died once again. She smacks my ass. She says her throat creates a maelstrom with the sea of my babies. These lives whirling before I have time to pull my fading reproductive tool. I feel my energy draining, shutting down my baby-making factory, and all she will receive is gusts of secretion voided of cum, and a body that boycotts the rosy lips where it parked my kids, holding back the protesters in my skin that scream, "No more. We're done."
I like the I like the way your voice went up. No more.
Wait. Hold on. Mm-hmm. He said, "I take family photos to show you how good you are with my kids, motherfucker."
Gargle Elementary. You and Gargle Elementary going on. Okay, I see you.
Yeah, so sometimes I hate the drip. Y'all just do anything else. Also, someone also said, "You killed that shit." That came through. But yeah, goddamn Prince Drippy, the Royal Gents. I should expect. He's like, "I'm always ready." You better do this shit in Texas, bro. Anyway.
Hey, man, show up and show out, bro.
Right. You got to. You better do that right.
Oh, my God. We're supposed to be causing giggles and gushing. Yeah, you're going to gush them for it. For that shit.
When
that shit. God damn.
October
29th. Wait, who all coming?
I was going to be the prince.
What is me and Charles?
Oh, okay.
We got plans. We got plans. We got a few things. I just talked to Spit tonight, so I'm gonna have a conversation. Are we just gonna start this process all over again? See what happens. But can y'all give Prince Drip a round of applause? We'll take it. Man, crazy. All right.
Oh, I love the sounds you make.
So here, yeah,
oh my God,
for real.
He gives me a chill.
Jesus on it. So it's not going to get no better because the person we had him on the podcast a month ago, like no 2 months ago, and he coined the phrase "me up in here moving furniture," and I just one of my favorite things to use from this point forward. Dope ass motherfucker from the Ain't Right Tribe, Mr. Witz. Mr. Witz, are you there?
Yeah, brother.
You know, and he has a whole bunch of books that he showed me today. I was like, I didn't even know you had that many, bro. You should have told me that. You're rocking. What you bring to the party? What you bring to the party, brother?
What I'm bringing to the party?
What is this, like a cookout thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm missing
it.
Okay. Hey, well, I'm going to tell you what I like to do, man. I like to bring the burgers because I like to cut the onions and the peppers up real fine and massage them into the meat with the seasoning. And then after I flip the burgers a couple of times and I melt that cheese on the top, I like to use three cheeses.
So you're just going to come in here and make people hungry? I'm going to come up in there and man the grill.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring the meat.
All right.
I'm bringing the meat.
Well. Yo, since you bring the meat, the mic is yours.
Cute face that smiled and sex me eyes. Got me dazed, daydreaming me between your thighs. Start with a whisper in your ear and kiss on the cheek. And then I'll soak in wet bodies plastered in the sheets. From the moment we met and I spoke your name, fair game you bit and our numbers changed. You had me, ma, even if I played the role. Hell, I long to make love to your mind, body, and soul. Therapeutic to the brain when I hear you speak. Can my tongue be key to unleash your inner freak? Then put your hands on yourself, tease your body forth, and show daddy that look of I want you on. I want to see your hand in you, juice dripping from you. I'll suck it from your fingers while you strengthen my talk to me. Tell I how you want them inside you. My pleasured face ensures you'll get all you're entitled. As I push you back gently, your look says do me. I'll grab you at the hips and pull you close to me, strumming your clitoris like a love harp. You'll grip the sheets up as if your nails were sharp. Ma, you ready for me to long spoon this pudding? I like to keep my sneaks on for better footing. Hope you don't mind. Your look says not at all. As I slip in, searching for your back wall. You moan seductively through your lip folds, hugging me on the way out. Kitty control. Shit, I like that. Firm gripping them cheeks when I stroke. As I lean in, lick, suck, and kiss your throat. Making my way to your breasts. Nipples fat like pinkies, biting your lip. Join me, tongue on the tip. Kinky, let's switch positions. I want to stand up and you got on all fours and arch your back like, get her, daddy. Parting your crack with thumbs as if she smiled at me. I'm about to fuck the farts out of this point, man. Putting that wrench work in like you had loose bolts. Got you electrified like 1,000 volts. Pulsating my muscle, got you tonsil jealous as I indulge in and out, ass clapping my pelvic area. Fistful of hair, I'm trying to fuck you beneath floor. You puckered up like, let me show you what I got knees for. So I threw that ass in a headlock and continued to poke her. Then stepped over your back, threw him over your shoulder, taste you on me. Your mouth game's outrageous, almost contagious as your body language. I climb back and daddy got work to do. Drenching my thighs when the orgasm bursts from you. So I smack that ass up. Yeah, I'm beating you now. You ask for another, no doubt. I love that sound. Ready to dick her down now, so I threw you on your side. But you like, let me get on top. It's my turn to ride. Well, I lay down next to you, whatever you want to do. Candy stick in the air just waiting for you. Had a sweet tooth, deep throat naturally. Killed the crave, saddled up and straddled me. Palms on my chest, you had jockey rhythm. Areola dance like you mocked me with them. Punching your fun bags with my lips and tongue while guitaring you with the stroke of the arm. Oh, I'm about to come. Say it again for me. Now, that's melodious to me. Rolled her over, had me about to explode in the pussy. But she held me to her. Like, give it to me, daddy, yes. Had to climb about her like I ain't trying to come yet. But she took control, grabbing my pole, throat emerged them. She was no need to fight. You was going to catch that first one. I threw it like a fastball. You back catching me. Took it like an egg in a glass. Back in the kitten, you shoved me. Told me take you for a spin around the house. Hell, I carried you out the room. Threw you over the couch. Left your ass on the arm. Camel toe poked out. Said I gave you that first round. Now your ass is out. Spanked the lips of her with him. At times putting the head in. I want to feel you snug on me like a thigh and a legging. Let your pony be my cock ring. Love tapped her two tits. Got on her like a highway, bypassed the uterus. At least it felt like it. Might have been that angle I stick. You know, that high position when applying the drop dick. Let's rearrange the living room. Hell, we moving the furniture. And my manpower was a planned expenditure. So sit up on his stool. You stood and grabbed the wall. Said you rock climb. Am I going to catch you if you fall? Breast pressed against sheetrock. Your stance got me rocked. The pussy talking to me like she learned to beatbox. Tongue in the twat, thumb in the ass is the plan. No plate, no silverware. I eat it out the pot with my hands. Wet thumb pushing through your asshole gently. Got through past the knuckle. Oh, you anal friendly, huh? Peace.
Oh shit! Damn.
Can you say you coming again? Just like you said in the piece. One more time, please. Excuse me, y'all. Yes, can you say that just like that? One more time.
Lord Jesus.
I just got to build up to the line. I got to catch the line again.
Okay.
Oh. What was that? So I was something with my lips and tongue while guitaring you with the stroke until about to come.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, I got you, love. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Who was that again, love?
My name is Mr. Witz. I'm from Brooklyn, but I'm representing out here in Charlotte, North Carolina. You can find me on Instagram under Mr. Witz, the poet. That's WITZ, Mr. Witz.
You sound like you representing all over the grand United States, baby.
Yeah, I've landed someplace.
I'm just saying. So I see you came up in here moving furniture once again, good sir. I see that.
Your honesty was rearranging the room before I got here, so you can't even blame me for that. I just came to play my position, you know. So I hope I left a wet spot somewhere. You know, I put another wet floor sign down on the ground somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're sliding all
over the damn place. All right, listen here. We got 9 minutes to everything else. So we can do a couple things, right? Couple things, because normally, you know, because it's a camp, you know, usually be a school night, but it's camp day tomorrow. Because, you know, my job. You know, and plus he just wandered around and shit. Actually, I got him on his Switch. So I loaded a whole bunch of stuff on it. So he's obsessed right now. So, but he ain't going to go to bed till I tell him to go to bed. But I want to hear everybody a good goddamn time one more again. Because this is too good to be fucking true. And this shit is fucking wild as fuck. And y'all incorrigible. And this is what the fuck I'm talking about. When you come in here, we giving everybody a taste of everything here on Epiphany Radio Universe of Real Entertainment Network. This shit is wild as fuck. I love it. I love it here. It's filthy. The floors are wet.
motherfuckers is sitting in wet, sleeping and laying in wet spots. It just happens. which just came from even another wet spot. So here's what we can do. Because we, you know, I don't mind. I can't go too much further into whatchamacallit, because, you know, when people get tired, they don't sleep and they don't want to go camping, and I mess up my day. Anyway, but, however, I am down for a speed round to go straight through, pause at 11, then continue to finish it up. And then, you know, 2-3 minutes of conversation, and we out of here. Y'all with it?
Yeah, I'm with it. I'm ready.
All right, so we're going to start. Alright, we're gonna start with our features. We're gonna go our features. We're gonna go Queen S today. And Edwina, and then we're gonna go from Angel Kim on down and just rock out straight speed round. When you finish with your piece, say poem so someone knows to hop in right afterwards. All right? And then when it comes to the thing, if the Blog Talk lady gets close, I'll pause you. All right? We'll let her do her thing and cut off everybody else. And if you're within the sound of my voice, please call in, right, if you want to continue streaming and continue to hear this very dope vibe and poets here on the Honey Dripper 2.0, number 17 Taste. You need to call the number, which is 319-527-6300. Again, I repeat, that's 319-527-6300. The Blog Talk lady will cut you off. You will not be hearing anything. We will continue on to the podcast, and then you'll have to catch the playback. If you're listening with the sound of my voice, we're going to start. Right now, we're going to start with you, Queen S, and we're going to start the speed round, and we're going to go through, and when you're done, just say poem so we can move to the next person, all right?
Okay. He felt his growing desire expanding from the manipulation of her firm grasp. He knew he had to have her, or he would go mad with desire. He ripped the buttons of her dress, exposing the full brown sugar roundness of her breast. Her nipples were taut through the black lace of her bra, beckoning his covetous mouth for feeling a quenching thirst, which moaned from her parted lips. He darted his tongue in and around the crevice of her bra, pulling on the fabric with his teeth. She moaned in pure delight as his mouth covered the chocolate areole of a Hershey's Kiss nipple, his moans matching hers as they continued with the erotic foreplay. But there was something special. He wanted her to know it wasn't a game, a conquest, or a curiosity. Her hands bringing him back to the moment as they were all over his chest, playing havoc while her mouth sent chills down his back. Her tongue found his navel again as she trailed his kisses all over his body. Her eyes only looking up once, meeting his gaze. He grabbed her, pulling her closer, turning her onto her stomach. He couldn't wait any longer as he ripped off her panties. Her body was dripping with the darkness and beauty of creation itself, and the roundness and firmness of her buttocks were taut and beautiful, causing his manhood to throb against the faded blue jeans of his crotch, following the length of her spine as he curved, forming mounds of dark chocolate, glistening and stretching into tapestries woven into silky, smooth, lean, long legs. The bottom of her feet was padded pink with fine lines, etching visions of him kissing them. And as she laid on her stomach, waiting on his touch, she arched her back, turning her head towards him. She saw his beautiful eyes sparkle like sapphire, striking a deeper connection in her heart. The look on his face was more than she expected. She realized he was truly admiring her body as if he was worshiping her. Their gazes met intently, as if seeing each other was reading between the lines of their passion. He slowly began at her feet, sucking on her toes as he released the tension in each one, and with his right hand, he stroked her calves as his left hand unzipped his Levi's, groping his manhood. He leaned forward, treading kisses down her curve of her spine as his lips lingered, sucking the skin gently between his teeth. He slid back up the length of her body, straddling her so she could feel his manhood against her buttocks. She realized he was able to take her to great heights with his magnificent foreplay as she was ready to go with him. coin. I want those kisses.
Today.
You know those.
No, go ahead. I'm
Can
sorry.
You hear me? Okay. I want those kisses. You know those sweet forehead type kisses. Those soft, I missed you this much type kisses. Those deep, let's make love all night type kisses. Between the sheets, let me take that body to new heights type kisses. Those back of the neck to get you warm and dripping wet type kisses. Let me explore the length of your spine type kisses. Those, I bet no one has ever kissed the inner side of your thighs like this type kisses. I want to get you home and eliminate your clothes type kisses. Make you shiver and moan while savoring the taste of your lips keystone kisses. Those slow winding in the basement blue note type kisses. Those forever my lady Jodeci tone type kisses. Singing how deep is your love while shifting your soul type kisses. Spread your legs, bend over, and hold on for the long type kisses. Those multiple orgasm where the sun has twice overshone type kisses. I bet you didn't know I could rock your G-spot from the back of your knees to the mouthful of your toes type kisses. Ain't no denying you're the lust and love of my life type kisses. Those I'm kneeling in hopes that you'll say yes and finally be my wife type kisses. Because if it's anything short of those, love song, taste of home, spine tingling, mind ringing, forever friend bringing, hips singing, life-giving, eternally yoked living type kisses, then I don't want to. Owen?
Pause. Pro Talk Lady is about to go off in 44 seconds. If you're within the sound of my voice, you have approximately 30 seconds to call in. The number is 319-527-6300. Keep continuing to hear on this amazing set of poetry featuring Queen S today and Zelina, along with Summer Drip, Mr. Witz, the God of War, Spit Raw, Rare Epiphany, Prince Drippy, a.k.a. the Royal Drench, Poetic, La Pearl, La Negra, main. You got 10 seconds. It's counting down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Overtime. If you're within the sound of my voice, you have made it over to Overtime, where we continue this incredible thing. I know today dropped off because she has things to do. However, for everyone else, we're going to continue on. And Zelina, it's on you. Wait a second. Zelina, are you there? Can you hear me? Can anyone hear me?
I can hear you. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Can you
hear me
now?
Okay, sorry about that. All right, I'm ready.
All right.
What do you want to ask? All right. Your hand choked me playfully as you tickled a secret place in me. You tried a key in a door that had yet to be named in me. What do you want, you ask me, willfully sticking your fingers into places I mark no trespassers, wrapping your knowing around my throat, forcing my bottom teeth open against my reason. This man asked me what I needed. I couldn't believe it, but I couldn't control how your knowing had me open. You breathe a universe of possibilities. Now here I stand, spread open like the Vitruvian man, waiting for you to name me, blame me like they did Eve. Instead, you ask me, what did I need? After taking a minute to think, I replied, see me, look me over easy. Before we are intimate, into me see, let me flourish under your tentative gaze. Wait as I slowly peel out of my inhibitions and melt like butter. Be a cover, be a covenant. Drink me in like a tall sip of water. Cocoa kiss shoulders, the length of my neck, the pillows of my breast. Expression is splattered of my tattered growing, the wide set of my forgotten pride. I want to be naked for the first time. What do I want? Stoked by your urging, I made quick work of purging my rational self. Now watch me pinch my nipples as they stand at attention, caress my clitoral erection, legs spread apart, fingers rhythmic, up, down, left, right, A, B, start. Watch me as I cheat code my way to beast mode. Watch me as I bloom under your tentative gaze, glazed in anticipation, losing my fingers as I forget the rules of submission, forming a vortex inside my cervix. Watch me as my nectar flows, my soul exposed. What do I want? I want you to savor me. Suck the fat meat where it's greasy. Take it easy. Don't rush this moment. Savor the flavor of every component. Lick every inch like I'm made out of chocolate, hot and sweet. I want to learn your love language directly from your tongue. What do I want? Two chairs, one knee, straddled open defenselessly, at ease as you please me with chocolate-covered cherry kisses, missing nothing, relentless, I shake in submission. Devour me as I bury my fist in your hair, pinning you there. Wind my waist as I ride your face, letting nothing go to waste. What do I want? Feed me. Come alive in my mouth like lightning in a bottle. Battle yourself for control, convulse as I swallow more than just my pride. I want to take my place in the palm of your hands, in the crux of your moon, as your nails sink deep in the clouds of my curves, as I sex fill the room with cloying notes of musk with pheromones for undertones. I want to get drunk off your sweat, heady off your breath. I want to show you what comes of a lady when the lights are low like this. I want to take you in as deep as my secrets. What do I want? I want you to kiss me just above my nose, a portal opening, four eyes closed, two eyes wide open, becoming one world kinetic in this momentum. I want your hands expansive, sandpaper callus, thick skin protective, always strong enough to hold up the world atlas, raising up a garden sacred, raising up shared vibrations, light, raising my skin to goose flesh, raising my pulse, boiling my blood as my resolve wilts in your hands. And my hands, my skin seeps through your fingers until I become a woman undone, only held into place by the dominion of your embrace. Then we let go, unfolding into a wholeness, big bang, brilliant and abundant. Undress me from the skin, expansive. Paint me in purple stars, magic. Be belligerent in your physical expression. Show me the glory of what only closed eyes can see. I'm a universal experience, divine in my magnificence. I want teeth touching back bites with simultaneous deep dive impaled to the hilt. Reminder that there is a paradise for pleasure that at times needs pain to fully be felt. Then I become Makita, queen of Shiva, and I glow, drenched from head to toe in the golden reward of us becoming and we becoming. You hear me? Now call me impatient, my balsam flower swollen to a pucker, overflowing with nectar, sticky and beguiling your hummingbird siren. I want to brace for the impact of every act my body can take. I want full control as my dips and rolls test my O and your restraint. I want to be the flame in the fire we make. And I said, poem.
Angel Kim. Angel Kim.
Yes, I'm here. Get high off my craving for you. Driving my sensitivity overboard and overdrive, making my juices flow. Electrifying, shocking parts of me, making my body come alive. You lay me down, licking every inch of me, finding my sweet honey spots, biting your fingers in, opening her up to test the temperature, to see how hot she is, using your tongue to trace the alphabet on her. A, feeling that first lick got me in the feeling. B, eyes closed, taking it all in. Me rubbing your bald head, pushing you deeper inside of me. D, You pushing my legs back to my chest so that you could get in a better position. E, me biting my bottom lip because this feels like heaven. F, me trying not to go crazy and lose my fucking mind. D, no longer able to contain that first organic wave. I release. Oh, release. Release. H, you got me weak in the knees. I'm loving every minute of it. J, juices flowing all over the place, wetting the bed. K, you lapping it up, not missing a drop. M, my moaning and groaning fill the air like music to your ears. N, fingers stirring her like coffee, getting her back started again. O, hitting that spot just right, right there. Once again, my body betraying me as I yell out in pure erotic ecstasy. Oh, yes. Daddy. P, pussy pulsating uncontrollably. Oh, I don't know how much more of this I can take as you make my body quake. R, your face covered with my essence. S, sweet dreams and succulent fantasies are what you give me every time you touch me. T, you got me sprung on your loving daddy. You, wanting to ride your wave of your tongue over and over and over again. V, going in for round 3, 4, and 5. Lord have mercy. I'm hoping just to stay alive. W, I can't take it anymore. As you got me running, trying to get away from the power of that tongue. X, you inscribing hieroglyphics all over my pussy. Y, daddy, you telling me to come for you once more. Z, as I yell out for the last time, screaming, not able to move. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, yes. Then you smile, looking down at me, telling me next time I want you to count for me. Poem.
The Perla Negra.
As we slowly place soft kisses between my thighs and ask me, I lock my arms around your legs, drank your nectar, and my tongue wouldn't stop as you flowed like a river. What more could you do than shake, moan, pant, call my name, licking and sucking my clit? Oh. God, I've never been wetter. He's enjoying me so much, I wanted to taste too. But daddy, 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 can I taste me too? Without stopping, he swallowed and said, fuck, I was coming and he just wouldn't stop. Even after I gushed and squirted, he would not release my legs. I moaned ecstasy into the air. He kissed her. He said, beg me. Kissed her again. Beg me for a taste. I moaned. Yes, daddy. Yeah, please, please, please have a taste too. He stopped, looked up at me, and released his grip on my leg. As he entered me, he slid up to give me taste that I taste and crave. And I cried out his name as he fucked me. He stared in my eyes and said, look at me. Oh, God, I'm coming again. This time I'm squirting all on his dick and balls and thighs, feeling that warm rush of silky juice made him moan and pull my leg up to deepen his stroke. Pleasure from his rough head and ready to ride, but he loved control, so he kept me pinned. The firm grips of handfuls of my hair, kissing me passionately, fucking harder, faster, squeezing tighter. That moan, that dick, that taste, that kiss. Home.
Yeah, Meadows.
Forget technicalities. I want to be that poetry that drips from your lips realities, causing a kind of body shaking and tremors of orgasmic shockwaves riveting in and out of your body's soul cavity, making you take long breaths of brevity. I desire to make and break all your fucking rules, choosing violence with peaceful undertones just so I can swim in the pools of your jewels, rinsing and cleansing all my brilliantly filthy sins. As my sympathies come with devilish grins, cause when your reality clashes with my presence, you'll respond in kind with honey-dripping essence, leaking golden honey down my beard onto my chest, begging me to take you into my orbital galaxy and say to hell with the rest. Because as I taste heaven from your chakra alignment, getting full of just your tantric touches, I must repent and repeat chants of just how good you taste. Allow me to open your legs and say grace. Cause even though you see me as nocturnal, morning, noon, and night, this tongue lashing is eternal, forever making you wonder if this erotic journey will be as loud as thunder. As you taste me in every syllable you drip, I'll be making you come till you beg me to stop. I'm not afraid of your torrential downpour. Matter of fact, I want it more and more. Each rhyme you spit will be elevated with each octave as you say, oh shit, baby, baby, yes, work this clit. Make me forget that I was spitting a poem about you as I come for him. Poem.
Rare epiphany.
I can't be trusted when I'm twisted. Admittedly inebriated me, don't have the best judgment. I must have been wasted when I made this mistake of drinking you in, indulging you when I didn't know your proof. Now I'm poof, gone, stumbling to the throne of your grace to come face to face with your majesty. Imagine me kneeling to pay penance with lips and tongue, drunk off tasting you. Sprung from the flavor you impart upon my palate, I grab it and slurp. Lo, you are sweeter than Merlot, hints of cocoa, mocha, manhood. I had to come downtown for this good, good liquor. Straight, no chasers, no mixers, neat. I siphon all that sweet from your cane, lick and suck salt full of goodness over and over again. Unrefined, straight from the vine, coating my lips, leave my palate dripping with sticky goodness, messy in the mingling. Mouth left tingling by your absinthe, tongue licking and creaming its thickness, head swimming in this sickness, and I stuck slow, then with veracity, knowing full well the crash that will greet me when we are done, when you are well cummed and I am high from the drip. Poem.
The God of War.
How long do you think I could eat your pussy for? See, time is not a factor. I can eat your pussy for breakfast, lunch, dinner, from Christmas to Mother's Day, from summer to Thanksgiving. To eating pussy is a treat for me. So for me to get tired, I have to eat your pussy on a treadmill wearing a sweater in 100-degree weather in the middle of July, because I don't get tired. And everybody knows that I can eat a peach for an hour, especially when it's sweet, not sour. I love it when it's juicy. You're doing something to me, see?
What?
Eat a peach for an hour. So what you think I do to your juicy fruit? I may give a lot of attention to the pussy, but for dessert, I eat ass too. I want you to squeeze your thighs tightly till you induce me to turn sideways. Like I'm trying to use your pussy as a cock cocoon. Ask me if I'm thirsty for the juices you secrete. As I go cuckoo for your cocoa puffs to slip inside, you'll slip inside and slip and say, bitch, I might be. Because I'm a little toxic. You're going to love it over here. Matter of fact, don't take this shit lightly. This fuck fish should have us both look like we just finished fighting. I need for you to attempt to suffocate and drown me at the same time. I need for you to test all kinds of theories and don't slow down until trial 63. I mean 69. See, it don't matter what position we in. The pussy is still on my mind. How long do I think I can eat your pussy for? Just know. God created the earth and heavens in 6 days, so I definitely got time. God.
The Royal Trench. Prince Drippy.
My bad. Let me be honest. I'll take you back to my place and kind of freeze you. Okay, I'm playing. See, I'm going to treat you special. I will be playing with you, then feeding your mind, body, and soul awake. That's not appealing to you. That's cool. I see what you want. I see you want a man that will spread your legs and pound the imprint of your ass into the frame of his bed. You want a man that will give your pussy the attention it's been missing since you fingered yourself free this morning. You want a man that would have that pussy mourning, crying tears of coming. But baby, all I could be is that juvenile, trying to bury his bone into your grave until that third nut has you backing that ass up and the heat between these sheets must be 400 degrees, but I will continue to sweat in your sight until you cower for me. Now get on your knees. As you fulfill your oral fixation of retaliation, slide that tongue as you slide past the sofa because you have no gag. As you suck in my dick from the back, and I'm slapping your forehead with my ball sack. Nah, see, I tried to be nice, respectful, and gentle. Man, but now you're going to get the nastiest freak I could ever be, exploring new positions and experiences like I will fuck you on the stage in front of all your friends, have them talking shit to you on your way home about how you were screaming, I still didn't let your cream spill. And all you can say is, girl, he's for real. But see, you're not ready for that yet. Before your verbal rebuttals, let's go to my room right now and I'll fuck you until I get put out. But don't worry about it. You're not equipped to deal with this mouth. See, you're not ready for my north to invade your south. Because I'll be the Negro if your pussy be the slave. Recaptivate me. Whip me with your lips if I try to leave. Master of wanting to be pleased. Have me feeling, killing your field, planting my seed in your soft, fertile delicacy. Birthing my need to stay underneath these cotton sheets while crop shares of your fruit because... Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy, but you're not ready for me. You're not ready for me to lick the taste of your ex and replace them with the layers of my sex. You're not ready for me to fuck you through your baggage while unpacking your trauma during smacking of your ass cheeks or as you grasp my tongue with your teeth. Massaging the old faithful geyser ready to erupt. Well, let me be honest. I'm not that much of a freak. Pete.
Mr. Witz.
We should dance together. Naked. Because sex is soulful, rhythmic. Like you and me. So say we combine our instruments, vibe with me, baby, turn our motion into music. We can play our fingers sore of our sexy mojo. Our conductor baton orchestrate your solo. Take the skirt off your piano. I'll pull up your seat and tickle those keys. Ebony, ivory. I'm not going to toot my own horn. But if you down on your knees, unzip me, baby. Take my tuba out the case while I pluck your kitty lips like harp strings. Better yet, let me trace the treble clef inside the inner boundaries of your lyrics while you strumming for the bass. Relax your fingers and flute me like a solo. Play my oboe, band instrument. Drum me to the testicles like a battle of the beats. Hell, I hope you are ready for me to tambourine your ass, trombone your body, play your violin like a fiddleman master. Your thighs harmonize with the sway of your cymbals, your tone legs composition, complete symphony. Your body is music. My eyes clearly hear you, jazzy as you want to be. So when I wet my lips to sound your harmonica with my fingers on your back hole, just let it blow. I'ma hum on that thing till I get them notes out you. Fiddlestick your cello with my tongue and fingers. Mix and remix on your clit till you sneer on my face. Girl, I am here to DJ for you. Serenade feature for you. My musician. All I want is for you to play my instrument. So open like an accordion for this panpipe so I can shake up your body like maracas. You gon' get this woodwind, you sexy saxophonist. Timpani percussion sing like kettle drumming. So you can ukulele like I hit your organ all you want to. The sleigh bell chimes of your voice got me. Congo, bongo, djembe ready, beating on your walls like I'm trying to tear down separation. So rest, what's that when the arch on you part any bowing of your cheeks that would block my castanets from playing the triangle with the bell of your jukebox, making your samba whistle, rippling your spine like a xylophone, you alto moan when I love tap you there. Forgive me, I just needed to hear that sound again. Make your back respond to my banjo rhythm.
I'll permit you one more C-cut position while I'm clarinet B-flat on note sheets, claiming this single a triple platinum hit. Girl, take me unedited. Hell, I want you raw as natural talent residing inside of you. I'm here to pull it all out of you. I want to just make music with you. And you my music. Boom.
Find you in my dreams. Most often, you were standing there in nothing but smile. The wonderful ways in which your flesh becomes my possession are legend. They echo past in the light of my desire, the insurrection of affection that denies conservation or correction. It is a full-on fall, or should I say jump off of a cliff. Sweeter than a jazz riff, our improvisation comes and comes with the way that I hum between licks when your clit asks me for more and your body benefits from a skilled artisan who only wants to paint your permanent satisfaction onto the canvas of your skin, to be worn and trembles and shakes when a word incites flashbacks and you get that ache, that want, to rent back residual resplendency in regards to this rapport is giving, is living your sweetness, making it easy to dream. And it will be my distinct pleasure to pleasure you in all the ways that you find favorable, open you gently, let you trickle until your rush becomes explosive gush, yells that I have to grab your throat to hush, growing louder with each stroke. There are few ways that I desire to expire your celibacy, Return ecstasy to your rightful place. Keep pace with ardor to keep you up in pleasure, to restrain and train you to ask and request that all your desires be met. I am here to fulfill and to fill you after you empty your sweet depths on the trail of husky breath. One breath shared between four lips, miles of desire that travels within the squeezing of lungs where tongues press passions wet, that ungulate sensuous rhythms, break beats of sweat and goosebumps and pumps, electric jumps, allows labias into wellspring deep. How you purse your lips, pull, arouse angles upon angles with hardness dangling till it meets your wet strangling. Tight, taut, sought is a seat that penetrates deep. So drown me, drown me. Let my swim fill your brim till you spill, fill, and overflow. All right, party people. God damn, that was a
You don't get to say it. Motherfuckers are delicious. God damn.
That was all of y'all.
Thank y'all.
Y'all came through and rocked. I'm just, listen, I don't even know what happened.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you, like, each Honey Dipper is different, but this shit, these two pack, Jesus, man, listen. Do y'all know what y'all did?
We gave it the fuck to them tonight. That's what the fuck we did.
That's what I'm saying.
God damn it, you motherfuckers are nasty and sensual and erotic, and I'd like to thank the hell out of every last one of you motherfuckers.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Oh,
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank everybody. I'm just saying.
Wait, what happened?
Here. I'm like, what the fuck? Everybody's on some shit. Yo, so special shout out to Queen S. To Jay. Today actually she hit me, I was trying to get back in because I guess the thing, so but she could make it back in. I thought she had dropped off because work or something, but she was like, she's sorry she couldn't make it back in because she definitely wanted to hear the rest of the pieces. So shout out to her. Shout out to Zawina, killing this shit that came in. Y'all listen. This is history. Like, this is like pure eroticism. Super high, skilled, like you know, this is the Mortal Kombat of erotic torture. I'm not talking bad, I'm just telling the truth. Some people couldn't take it. They just wasn't there. But it's okay. We forgive them. There's space for everybody. But that being said, thank y'all. Yo, thank you, La Perla Negra. Thank you, Van Metals, a.k.a. Poetic, a Space Evangel. Thank you, Rare Epiphany. Goddamn, I never heard poetry make me want to get butt-ass naked before. Yo, spit. Motherfucking spit. Goddamn, you better come around more often. God damn, you laid that motherfucker down. I ain't even gonna sit here. He was like, I wasn't ready for spit. Like, that's what was in the back channel. He was like, I wasn't ready for spit. Spit just came through. I was like, yeah. Like, you know, shit. Fucking Prince Drippy, you nasty ass motherfucker. But you the prince, so that's okay. Prince, okay.
I ain't doing that, bro.
My God.
Yeah. Liar. Shout out to Mr. Witt. Witt, you there?
I'm still here, brother. I'm in my workshop working and whatnot, but I'm still here. Everybody, I want to give y'all a shout out. I did miss a lot of the show, But for what I did catch, everybody was immaculate. Everybody was amazing. So big shout out to everybody in here.
Thank you.
That's what
it
is.
Oh, y'all got the moaning. I heard y'all moaning up in here. Y'all got the moaning seriously up in here.
Yeah,
I appreciated that.
Hey, y'all was out. That was amazing. Angie Kim had me over here having hot flashes.
I was trying to figure that out, too. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, y'all was definitely naked up in here.
Yeah, and in the back channel, this kind of thing. They said the show was phenomenal. They said this show was phenomenal, like phenomenal. But you listen, you make us creatives and artisans of this erotic word. You did the goddamn thing. I'm so glad to do this on the 50 Radio Universal for Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Legs. Why be average if you ain't be raw? If you wasn't in Philly, you should have got your goddamn things. Because people was walking around like, I was catching people. I was like, yo. I was like, yo, I'm like, yo, you made that for you. He's like, yeah, you made it. I was like, I was like, me. I was like, you know. <laughs> Everybody had on fly shit. Everybody had on their raw link looking fly and whatnot. And I realized I was the only person who didn't get raw link. I was the only person. I was mad. I'm like looking at everybody's wrist. I'm like, yo, I'm looking at Aceon's wrist. I'm looking at everybody's wrist like, yo. Y'all better not do this shit to me in Atlanta. I'm just telling you. Just for the record, Atlanta, 17th to the 20th, we moved it from the 10th to the 12th because of the St. Louis Emerald is having their centennial celebration, and, you know, it's going to be crazy. So we just moved to the next weekend. So get yourselves ready. It's going to be fun. We're going to do some stuff. We're going to make sure we got a day. We're going to have everybody get dressed up. We're going to have a day everybody get dressed up. So make sure you bring your good clothes. Bring your hoodies and kicks. We're going to do all that in between and some fun stuff. We're going to work this stuff out. In between, check the drip here on the 50 Radio Universe once a month. So catch us every Sunday in Clubhouse, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. West Coast, Pacific, not specific, Pacific. We're doing Desire this Sunday. And then we're telling everybody this Sunday is going to be very filthy. Nasty, disgusting, incredibly bad, not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good poetry. Get naked, sweaty, much like this. But we're going to open it up so you can come and share yourself. Please come through, rock out with us. And then, you know, next Sunday we're going to clean it all up with the drip, with the drip of gospel part two. It's going to be great. All that other stuff, you know, thank you for coming out. Thank y'all for listening. Thank you for our people who go to the playbacks. Make sure that you hear it. This show has been phenomenal. Everybody is dope. I love you all. Shout out to Queen S. Amazing. Thank you for taking a chance, you know, coming through and rocking with us. Thank you, Zarita, for coming through and taking a chance. Well, thank you to Jay for coming through and rocking out with us. Thank you to The Drip. Thank you to Mr. Witz. Thank you to everybody who came through who rocked and rocked with us. This podcast was self-destruct in 10, 9, 8.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
I enjoyed myself.
Love you, guys.
Thank
you so much.
You know what?
Thank you.
Everybody.
Blessings, right. Everybody. Y'all are some amazing individuals. Keep shining your light for the universe to see.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That's what's up.
And y'all come out and see us.
Thank
you. For
sure.
All right. Make sure, yeah, if you're in Dallas, come see us in Dallas. We'll be out there. All right. 5, 4, 3.